let's say that you won the, but Blanca won the $280 million lottery.
Okay.
Yes.
And then she comes to look at a house that's next door to yours.
Whoa. What's she doing?
She comes to look at a house that's for sale that's next door to yours in Beverly Hills.
That would be difficult.
What's difficult about it?
It will be difficult. Why? Maybe because you are Caucasian and I'm a Hispanic. You are nothing but a racist people.
And
money will make you any better than you are. You know, when you talk about Hispanic. You know how you make this money, too?
You know, you asked me a question about if she moved in. Can I ask you a question, Blanca? If you moved in next door to me, would you get the lawn mowed once a week?
Of course. That's what I do. I live in a nice area here in Pasadena.
All right, can I ask you a question? You wouldn't park your car on the lawn or anything like that, would you?
On the lawn? Of course not. I mean, we know how to be civilized, too.
Well,
not because we don't have the money that you have.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that because we're Hispanic that we're a bunch of pigs. We're nothing like
that. You know the song, Allende Rancho Grande? You know that song?
Yes, I know that song.
Okay,
I'm proud of my background, sir. I'm very proud of my background.
That's the deal breaker. That's the deal breaker.
Why is that a deal breaker?
Why is that a deal? Because you are white and I'm a Hispanic?
Well, it's all that jazz, that ranchero jazz. It bugs the hell
out. Well, you know what? You can have your party. I'm sure you have your big social party, too.
Yes, but
right?
And
you think about other people?
We're not beating bongos till 4 a.m., okay? The bongo drum.
You have the wrong idea about what the culture, Hispanic culture, is all about.
The bongo drum.
You think all of the Hispanics are nothing but a bunch of ignorant people that just play all those songs. Let me tell you something. I've been living for almost 10 years in my neighborhood, and I have never had any complaints about my neighbors about the way I live. And most of the people that I live with are business people.
You're not gonna cook up any of that nasty chorizo stuff, are you?
Come on, will you, man? I eat chorizo. I think it's fantastic.
How much do you weigh?
How much do I weigh?
Yes.
Well, I may be fat, but I'm not slopping that chorizo, okay?
Oh, well, when you go to a Mexican restaurant, what do you go eat at the Mexican restaurant?
Generally, I'll get myself a couple of the burrito supremes.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you, there's a lot of, you're in the food business, and I'm also on the business.
Bell,
you cook Mexican food. It's not necessarily just greasy fat like you think it is.
Well, I think it's some of Ted Bell eats the burrito supreme at Taco Bell.
Well, you know what? You have that's what he tells me.
Yeah.
Bell. Taco Bell, the name just tells me
Taco
everything.
Bell, but I'm Ted Bell, and I only go to Taco Bell. I'm Ted Bell. I go to Taco Bell. My mother.
So you're the owner of Taco Bell?
No, but they stole my name, see?
Well, you know what? That was giving me a great name for not going to Taco Bell. But you know what? I wouldn't go with you. I wouldn't go eat next to you because, you know what? People like you are the one that makes the other nice wealthy people. Because there's a lot of nice wealthy people out there.
You people have to promise not to slaughter a pig in the backyard before 9 a.m.
Before 9 a.m.?
Yeah.
All of these people like us, that's how you make the world, because you should make Hispanics.
Well,
you make Hispanics, all kinds,
Bell,
and include
and
Puerto Ricans and include Mexicans.
Oh,
I love my
man.
People, you know, I love all kinds of people.
I would take that Taco Bell and sue them till their pants fall off.
Well, you
all
know
right.
what? And you know what? You do the same thing with your business.
Okay.
When
Ted
you talk
Bell
about the Mexican restaurant, you go, and everybody says,
I'm
Taco Bell.
Okay.
Like, you think you're God?
I'm Ted Bell,
I'm
not Taco Bell.
Oh,
no, I'm Ted Bell.
You tell them so what?
Well, I'm not talking to you.
We all want to go to the same place.
My dog's name is Taco Bell.
And it's hell. Okay,
listen,
when we pass, you're not going to take your money with you. You're not
going to
take your name with you.
It's
only going to be on the grave.
I have a cousin who's dyslexic. We call him Dumbbell.